The gospel passage today expounds the reward of service. If you read Matthew 8 and 9, they narrate various episodes in Jesus' ministry of teaching, healing, casting out demons, and raising the dead. At the end of chapter 9, Jesus looks at the crowd and has compassion on them because they are harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. So, he tells his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. So Jesus is teaching them to pray to the Lord of the harvest. And Jesus evidently intends his disciples to be the answer to their own prayer. For at the beginning of chapter 10, he is sending them out, giving them authority over unclean spirits, to cast them out, to cure every disease and every sickness. Jesus instructs the 12 to go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel and to proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Now, the disciples are to act as envoys of Jesus. Disciples are to act as messengers of Jesus, extending his ministry, proclaiming the same good news, and performing the same works of healing that he is doing. Jesus' further instructions make clear that the disciples are also to share in his poverty and homelessness, taking with them no money or extra clothing and depending solely on the hospitality of others for shelter and for sustenance. They will not be welcomed everywhere, and they can expect to experience the same hostility Jesus often faces. For he is sending them out like sheep into the midst of wolves. They can expect to encounter persecution and trials. For a disciple is not above the teacher, nor a slave above the master. They need also be prepared for painful division within families and to be willing to put Jesus' mission above family loyalties. For all of this risk and suffering, Jesus promises, those who lose their life for my sake will find. And if you remember, last Sunday we discussed about all these things. Matthew, of course, is not only recalling Jesus' instructions to his first disciples, he is also speaking to his own community of disciples a few generations later. And there is still need to send out laborers into the harvest, to send missionaries out beyond the community into a perilous world. And those sent will still need to depend on the hospitality of others. Jesus says to those who enact such hospitality, whoever welcomes you, welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me, welcomes the one who sent me. In the ancient world, identity was tied to family and community. It was understood that in showing hospitality, one welcomed not just an individual, but implicitly the community who sent the person and all that they present. Therefore, welcoming a disciple of Jesus would mean receiving the very presence of Jesus himself and to the one who sent him, God the Father. Jesus continues, whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. The words prophet and righteous in Matthew often refers to the prophets and faithful servants of biblical history, but can also refer to contemporary prophets and righteous ones. What are the prophets' reward and the reward of the righteous of which Jesus speaks? Elsewhere in Matthew, the prophets receive persecution, rejection, and death. And yet those who are persecuted are told, rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. Similarly, the righteous are promised that they will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. As we have just sung the song, we will shine as sun in the kingdom of heaven. Finally, Jesus says, and whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. Little ones often refers to children, but Matthew uses it to refer to Jesus' disciples, especially those who are young in faith and particularly vulnerable. The statement about giving a cup of cold water to one of these little ones points ahead to the parable of the judgment in Matthew chapter 25. And if you read Matthew chapter 25, verse 35, here the Son of Man says to the righteous, I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. And truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me. Now, giving a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple means that the simplest deed in discipleship of Christ will receive the Lord's recognition. And this is applicable in many areas of life. For there is a difference between giving a cup of cold water and giving that cup of cold water in the name of discipleship of Christ, or in the name of Christ. There is a difference between teaching a class and doing so in the name of Christ, between filling an office and doing so in the name of Christ, between working at a job and doing so in the name of Christ. In concluding this section, we should note that life in the church is understood in this passage as discipleship. And if we look at the New Testament reading, which has been read before us this morning, from the letter of Paul to Romans, Paul uses slavery as a metaphor to illustrate spiritual things easily. He writes, do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves to the one who you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness. One such act of obedience we find in today's Old Testament reading. of Abraham who faced trial and showed complete obedience. He trusted and obeyed God's will and depended on God's power and provisions. We, Abraham's special descendants, should obey like our father in faith. In James chapter 2, verse 21 says, "Was not our father Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar?" Coming to the reward of righteous, in Matthew chapter 10, the word reward carries connotations of something earned. But this word is not used in the parable of Jethro. Here Jesus says to the righteous, "Come, inherit the kingdom prepared for you." Those who welcome and care for the needs of little ones earn to be categorized as righteous. Doing so, they welcome and care for whom they represent, our Lord. And to receive Jesus is to receive the one who sent him, and to inherit all that the Father has to give. And when we look at Romans 6 and the last verse which has been read to us, we see that Father has for us eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. In the name of the Father and of the Son